Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, welcome to the Encouraging Word Radio with your host tonight, Kevin Vaughn. I'm just so excited about who you are today, and we want to just thank God, first of all. Thank God for who he is. Matter of fact, we're going to give him a 25 minutes, we should do that, of course, but we're going to give God 25 seconds of praise before we open up tonight on the Encouraging Word Global Network. We thank you, Father, for who you are. God bless you. And we thank God for everybody listening tonight in Jesus' mighty name. So we're just excited about what God is doing. And I'm going to see if we can get this thing going here properly here in a few seconds. But it's just a great time to be with you tonight. We're just excited about what God is doing. And it looks like my claps are got a little delay going on here, but they'll come on here eventually, I guess. So we're going to find out here in a few seconds. And if not, we're going to go over to another part of the network here and see if we can get it done that way. And we'll just have to see what happens here in a few seconds. But anyway, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the global network of the Encouraging Word. Hey, the purpose tonight, just to encourage you, give you some words of wisdom from the Word of God. And we just thank God for what he's doing tonight. Yeah, there we go. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 So we just thank God again. Yeah. Praise God, ladies and gentlemen. Thank him. Just thank God for another day. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to thank God for his mercies and his grace. Thank God for his son. Thank God for precious Holy Spirit tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, this is the Encouraging Word Global Network. Hey, we're going to have a word of prayer, then we're going to have some quick announcements, and we're going to have our wonderful, wonderful pastor here, Dr. Janice Crenshaw, come on and talk about what happened this last weekend. They had a powerful women's empowerment summit, ladies and gentlemen. We want to hear all about that. So we're going to release the mic to her in a few minutes. So we're going to have some prayer, and we're going to have a good time with some quick announcements to let you know what's going on with the network. A lot of great things happening, and we just thank God for who he is. And let's give God another hand clap of praise, ladies and gentlemen, because he is awesome. He is an awesome God. Yeah, we want to bless your families tonight. You know, bless your families, bless your ministries, and all those connected to you as well. Hey, Father God in heaven, we thank you so much for the opportunity to be here. Father God, we ask you to bless every soul, every person listening now, listening later, listening in the future, Father God, that will hear voices tonight, Father God, but mostly hear your word, and that their lives will be changed, Father God. And most of all, we want them to accept you as their Lord and Savior, Father God. So, Lord, we thank you for all you're doing. Thank you for traveling mercies today. Father God, you brought us back and forth to our jobs, to our businesses, to traveling, and we just thank you for that. Thank you for protecting us from all hurt, harm, or danger. Father God, we ask you to protect our families, our wives and husbands and children and great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren. For those who have great-great-grandchildren, Father God, we just bless them. Bless our uncles and aunts and all those connected to ministries, Father God, around the globe. And we just bless our families, our nieces and nephews, Father God, and cousins and just people that we love in our families and people in our neighborhood, the person next door on our left and right, across the street, behind us. We just pray for all of them, Father God, in your wonderful and mighty name. So, Father God, we pray so much to pray for. Pray for our elderly, those who are incarcerated, Father God, both men and women. We pray for them that their souls, they can't stop, Father God. The walls of any prison, walls of any detention centers can't stop the Holy Spirit, can't stop the Spirit of God. So we ask you to move right now, Father God, as you will in their lives right now and save those souls, Father God. So we thank you for those who are incarcerated. We pray for the single moms, pray for single dads, Father God. We pray for the babies. We pray for foster children, Father God. We just really pray for our children, Father God, today. Please just protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger, Father God, because the enemy is trying to snuff them out one by one. And we ask, and we command in the name of Jesus, Father God, that the enemy take his hands off our children in Jesus' name. So, Father God, we thank you in advance. We thank you for your will tonight, And we thank you for the network. Thank you for the technology. And we will never forget to give you all the praise and the glory and the honor. Thank you, Father. Amen. All right. Hey, let's get started here real quick. We don't want to keep Dr. Crenshaw. She's pretty busy, so we don't keep it too long. She's going to be talking about this wonderful weekend she had, and we're just going to hear whatever she wants to say with the network, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, I want to let you know that Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw are senior pastors of Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen. For those moving into the metro Atlanta area, the state of Georgia, you may need a place to worship and be a part of and learn that word, get that word, get that teaching, ladies and gentlemen. That's Kingdom Life Worship Center, 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214. 11 a.m. services on Saturday mornings. Once again, that's Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, in Fayetteville, Georgia. Full gospel, full Bible, and undenominational ministry, ladies and gentlemen, with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. And for more information, you can give me a call, Kevin Vaughn, at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Hey, also, too, I wanted to mention that Bishop also has a prayer network here with us as well. We call it When Men Pray series with Bishop John Crenshaw. It'll be coming up on our first and third Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you'll be hearing more about that through social media. And Bishop knows how to pray, ladies and gentlemen. He teaches on prayer. And so When Men Pray series with Bishop John Crenshaw. He has a wonderful, wonderful men's prayer journal as well. That's available, ladies and gentlemen, and we want you to give us a call about that as well. So for those out there who would like more information about Bishop's Prayer Journal, Volume 1, it targets about 12 weeks that Bishop will be teaching with us. And that particular journal is only, ladies and gentlemen, only $12. And so you can contact myself at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233 to learn more how to order that journal on When Men Pray. I love it. Powerful, powerful. Hey, also, too, ladies and gentlemen, this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful sister here, Dr. Sharon Cole. Let's give her a round of applause. This sister is awesome. Lady Dr. Sharon Cole has a women's small group on the network. It's called Women's Talk Radio with Dr. Sharon Cole. And they were last week, they were at the conference there. So I believe they're going to be back this Friday. You guys be looking out for that. But they're in right now into a book called Cultivate My Heart by Pastor Vera Leray Warner. And it's called Cultivate My Heart. They're deep, really doing a deep dive into this book that's for the women's group online, what we call Women's Talk Radio with Dr. Sharon Cole. So that's every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, guys. And the number for that is 347. Call in. Number is 347-843-4559. And the goal here is to inspiring one another in the spirit of unity. This is Dr. Sharon Cole's Women's Talk with Dr. Sharon Cole, ladies and gentlemen. Awesome. So the number 347-843-4559, and that's on Friday evenings. Again, be looking out either on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, all above. We'll be getting it out on the next network. So we thank God for Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Cole doing what they do. I love it. Wonderful, wonderful. Hey, guys, we just want to encourage you to stay in the Word, right? Stay in the Word. Stay connected with those who love the Word, love God's teaching, love His fellowship. And we just want you to be encouraged today. There's so many distractions out there, and we just don't want you to get distracted from the things of God, because we don't have to get involved in all that stuff. One thing I love about Dr. Crenshaw, he talks about, you know, some things are not that serious, and also you need to shut it down quick, right? So you got to learn to do that. The only way you're going to do that, you got to be around people that know how to shut stuff down quick, recognize it, discern it, and say, okay, we're not doing that today. We're going to keep it moving. So the goal, ladies and gentlemen, is to be in the will of the Lord. And that, I'm talking about every day. You got to be doing that, babe. Every day. Amen. All right. Hey, that's the encouraging word there. We're going to keep you moving. And we're just excited about you guys out there. And, you know, call me for more details. If you guys want to be a part of the program or have your show, give us a call. I'll be glad to show you how to get that done as well. So give me a call, Elder Kevin Vaughn, at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Well, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we're going to open up with Dr. Crenshaw coming on board. Ladies and gentlemen, for those who may be just joining us, Dr. Janice Crenshaw is senior pastor along with her awesome husband, Dr. Bishop John Crenshaw at Kingdom Life Worship Center in Fayetteville, Georgia. So at this time, we are going to open up the line for Dr. Crenshaw to give us up to date or whatever she wants to say. Doc, your line is open. Thank
Praise
you so much
Lord.
For joining us.
Thank
Amen.
You. God bless Woo-hoo. You, Elder Kevin. I tell you, I should have had some of the ladies on here that actually attended the summit there in the beautiful city of Pensacola this past weekend. Such an awesome, awesome time of inspiration and
Amen.
Empowerment
Amen.
And just being filled and energized as women of God. And of course, the brethren was there as well. You know,
yes.
The bishops and brethren were there. So, we know we can't make it without each other. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It takes
Amen.
Teamwork. So mm-hmm. we're grateful to the Lord that we had great support from the brethren as well. But it was our Visionaries in Covenant Women's Summit that was hosted by Lady Shonda Young, who is the wife of Bishop Charles Young there at Deliverance Tabernacle in Pensacola, part of fellowship that we're all a part of as believers. And I tell you, it was such an awesome time. Our theme was Visionary Women Who Are Champions of Unity and Peace. And the speakers that were there really empowered and inspired our spirit how to walk with a vision. All of us need a vision. Amen. Without
mm-hmm,
a vision,
mm-hmm.
people perish. And without a vision, you're going to perish. Praise mm-hmm. the Lord. If you don't have a vision for your life, then the enemy will certainly give you one. So all of
Amen.
Us need to have a plan, sit down, write it out, our goals in our lives, make it plain, as the scripture has also said. Praise the Lord, and keep it very fervent in our hearts and spirits, and don't be distracted by the things that the enemy will come to try to stray you from what God's purpose is in your life. So we had one of our speakers talked about walking in vision. One of our other speakers talked about, praise the Lord, the importance of, praise the Lord, a walking in the peace of God. How many know that the Lord gives us peace that surpasses all understanding? Amen. Praise the Lord. When we go
Amen.
Through, thank God for his peace. And I tell you, praise God, Dr. Mary Young just broke that down so profoundly, gave us those acronyms for peace. And one that really stood out to me as relates to peace was to pray and not be petty. I mean, I'm telling you, that thing stuck with me to pray.
Wow.
Because many times, instead of us praying, we become very petty on things that are not that serious. Praise the Lord. You keep it moving. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't allow the spirit of pettiness to consume your prayer life, but learn how to pray. And for her E, she talked about execution. Now, I tell you, praise God, we can't do nothing in our life if we don't execute our vision. Because you're going to be a miserable person if you don't take the time to execute. And many people are sitting in the house of the Lord miserable because they have chosen not to execute to the next level what God has put down in their spirits. And I'm telling you, praise God. She talked about seed, the failing not to communicate. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise all of those things that are necessary. Praise
yes.
God. A, being an advocate. Praise God. Knowing how to ask one for another as sisters and brothers in the Lord. Praise God, not trying to be an island. Praise God, we'd never be able, praise God, to make this journey if we choose to be an island. So Dr. Mary Young just broke that thing down and blessed our souls so tremendously talking about peace and certainly ultimately talking about walking in unity. Praise God, praise God. A house divided against itself will not stand, and we're the people of God. If we don't stand together, praise the Lord, in these last and evil days, the enemy will divide the church of the living God. But thank God, there are those who have made a decision that they would not be distracted. Praise God. They are champions,
Amen.
As we talked about, champions of vision. And I tell you, we climaxed that summit the next morning with a vision board party. I'm telling you, it was phenomenal. I can't even begin to tell you how
Amen.
The woman of God, praise
Glory.
God, broke down, praise God, the scriptures and empowered us. I never heard Jael talked about like this sister talked about the woman Jael. Praise God. That the Lord set her up, praise God, as a tent-dwelling woman. The question was asked, are you a tent-dwelling woman? Many would be reluctant to raise their hands. By the time she got through, everybody was saying they was a tent-dwelling woman.
Wow.
Because that woman was fed up, tired. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Probably had been put in a bad situation long enough until she made the decision, this is it. So when the brother came the next time to do his due, praise God, according to the history that she gave unto us, this was the first time, praise God, that gentleman or man walked into her tent, she was ready for him, praise the Lord. She gave him that warm milk and it was over. So praise, and women of God must be champions of vision. Praise God, have a vision for your life. Walk in peace, walk in unity. Don't be detoured by the distractions and the frustrations of this life, because it is the goal of the enemy, praise God, to make our lives absolutely miserable. But we have to make a decision. Great is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So God is awesome. Amen. Praise God. We came away from that place this weekend, fueled by the power of God. And thank God for Bishop. He really set the stage on Sunday morning. Praise God. Amen. She kind of filled it all up. Give it one more chance. Give it one more chance, the scripture says. Give it one more chance. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good and his mercy endureth forever. And I tell you, please God, we were blessed. We were inspired by the Holy Ghost. And we came back, praise God, blessed of the Lord, and looking forward to our Fruit of the Spirit conference that's in April. Praise the Lord. The School of the Spirit conference that will take place in April in Montgomery, Alabama. That's April the 26th through the 27th. We are excited about that. And I'm sure Elder Kevin will be talking more about that as time goes on. So God is good. I wanted to share a little bit of that and join us on Friday night. Cultivating the heart. We're looking forward to it for what the Lord is getting ready to do. So, Elder Kevin, I'm going to give it back to you. I'm excited.
Amen.
I'm fueled.
Yes.
I know the women that went to the conference are fueled. And greater, those of you that listen to me, are he that is in you and he that is in the world. I encourage you to be champions of peace and unity. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, lady and co-pastor with her husband, Bishop John Crenshaw of Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, in Fayetteville, Georgia. And for more information about that ministry, ladies and gentlemen, give me a call at 404-401-0233 or text me. I'll be glad to give you some details, of course, about that as well. 404-401-0233. Amen. Amen. Well, thank God for Dr. Crenshaw. And boy, you can hear the excitement in her voice, ladies and gentlemen, that from the women's conference. A lot was done. You guys go on Facebook. Yeah. Yeah, if you guys go on Facebook and type in Janice Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, you'll see some of the highlights that she put out there for you guys as well on Facebook. And that's Janice is spelled Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E, and Janice Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, and on Facebook, and you'll be able to see some of the awesome, awesome pictures there that she posted from the conference. Very, very powerful. So we thank God for the women, thank God for the men, thank God for all the word that went forth over the weekend as well. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, as Dr. Crenshaw mentioned, guys, be looking out for Dr. Cole. She's going to be on fire again, like during the Women's Talk Radio this coming Friday. We'll be pushing that out all this rest of the week, all the way up to the time there. They're in a wonderful book called Cultivating My Heart. We highly recommend the women get a copy of that. Or if you need more information, give me a call and I'll be glad to get that over to Dr. Cole, and she'll be glad to help you out and how to get the book as well in that area. So we're just excited about all that's going on. Hey, guys, hey, we wouldn't want to keep you long tonight. We just wanted to have Dr. Crenshaw give you some highlights because she was out of town and had a great time. And we knew they were going to have a good time. We knew that. Without a doubt. And you'll be hearing more about the conferences and all the events that are coming up too, ladies and gentlemen. We'll keep you posted on that via social media and this radio network, the Encouraging Word Global Network. So thank you so much for joining us tonight. And we're going to see you guys later. This is it, guys. We love it. Hey, this is Kevin Vaughn on the Encouraging Word Global Network. Hey, I'm going to leave you with this. Remember to always, always outlove, outforgive, and outserve each other. And we'll see you next time on the Encouraging Word Global Network. God bless you. See you now. Bye-bye.